the mystery of life unfolds. Next. Then next one. What is? Next one is what? Oh, from that quote. Eh? Awareness is the silent and choiceful observation of what is, it said. In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. I prefer to use the word unfold. Understand not? Unfold itself. This can happen because when you are silent and aware, the phenomena will tell you the story. Understand not? You don't go and look for the story. Your silent mind will understand. The awareness without thought will awaken to it. That's why the Buddha called it insight into phenomena, to awaken to the universal characteristics. Or you silent observation of what is. Krishnamurti used the word, same. And understand what it is. This is how you will understand without word how contact trigger of consciousness. Not only consciousness, within the content that you input into, there is also feeling which will simultaneously also arise. That's why the seven universal. You will come to know them all. Not through the textbook, not through the one-dimensional dependent origination that say, upon contact, feeling arise. Then you go look for the feeling. No, this is so gullible. Just like the physics experiment, upon contact, consciousness arise or come to be. The mind become conscious first, and then within, there is also the content of consciousness where perception and feeling also arise. Then feeling will be stirred and conditioned into craving because of scarcity or self-delusion due to the lack of wisdom or yoniso manasikara. And now you understand how yoniso manasikara coming. When you don't have, then you stir at the moment of contact. You got instead a yoniso manasikara, means unwise attention, means wrong thought, understand not? So this is how living being gets into trouble. So when you understand all this, the whole mystery of life like slowly unfold itself, then you will start to understand how you function as a human being, following the dependent origination of or dwelling. That's why when you develop the silent mind, don't try to know anything. And when you meditate, don't try to know or try to say, is this sati? Is this anicchang? Or is this what the Buddha meant by anatta? When you need to ask, means it's not pacitang, is it? Correct or not? When it's pacitang, you need to ask or not? You don't need to ask, is it? It can be realized by the wise each for themselves. But after the meditation, you can reflect and contemplate. But when you are in the meditation or doing it, never ever do that. Understand? It will trigger off the thought. If you do that, what does it mean? The thought is trying to come in from the back door. Understand not? You put a lot of grill and strengthen your front door, you never strengthen your back door. Understand not? So, the thought, very cunning one, can tell you a lot of story, then through the back door, it comes in again. Initially, it will agree with you. Don't get angry, no good. But you remember or not? That fellow, last time, do something else, no, not only that, no. Back door come in already. Understand? So you have to be careful. The thought is like that one. So it's like when you got a problem, then your thought tell you a lot of things. Then you consult your friend, no? Your good friend. Then your good friend give you some idea, no? Which help you to solve what your thought tell you. Then after that, you think no more problem already, isn't it? Because you have some form of understanding. This one is worldly one, can solve the problem. Then after that, the thought come out with another idea. No? Ayo, that fellow, he himself also a lot of tai chi one. Why you listen to him? Understand? No? Then it creates doubt in you. No? Then you start to have to make a choice. No? To follow or not to follow. No? Or to go and consult another one. No? And the more you consult, the more confused you become. Understand? No? Everybody tell you something. Yeah. So you end up not understanding. Then how can you be in sati anymore? Who say it is anicca? Your thought, right? That is the reason why Dhamma-based and thought-based meditation will have all this problem. Means book knowledge, understand, Dhamma-based and thought-based will have all this problem. Then, oh, I realize already, this is what the books say. This is what the Buddha say. All these are your thought verbalizing. So make a note of that.